Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on. Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
What time is it in America? Is it a golden age emerging? In some respects, it's like MAGA Americans served up microwave fast happy days. We certainly have great cause for cheer, but I would bid you beware. Where did 20 million Democratic votes disappear to since 2020? Take a look at this chart to get my notes from brainmassage.net. The response from the left: what happened to the Pelosi promise to ensure that man, Trump, never steps in the White House again? And the Raskin-Carville plan, you know, where the Democrat representative from Maryland, Raskin, complained that because the SCOTUS refused to do it, well, it'll be up to Congress to invoke the 14th Amendment and bar Trump from taking the office of president. And then it'll be up to us to tell the hordes of violent Trump supporters that he's disqualified. And then we'll all have need of bodyguards and civil war conditions. What's that? Really? Now, my audience can't hear you. I'll have to repeat what you're telling me. This is not what he said because you saw a fact check who told you Raskin didn't say this? That it's up to Congress to disqualify Trump from holding on? What? All right, here. Listen for yourself and make up your own mind.
You know, they want to kick it to Congress, so it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified, and then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions.
Okay, you got that? Now, Carville has gone entirely out of his mind, as you know, claiming Trump will round him up and others into a paddy wagon. He's telling us that free speech will be gone and that men of color will be attacked. The guy's insane. Here's an article by Frank Bergman, published in Slay News, October 22, 2024. Clinton strategist James Carville claims Trump will arrest males of color if elected, calls for armed uprising if Harris loses. And again, in case you think I'm exaggerating, decide for yourself.
And I suspect in 1941, I don't know if people thought they were better off than they were 4 years ago, or in 1861, what people thought, but I know this: when the Republic was threatened, people picked up arms and answered the call. In 1965, in the middle of the Civil Rights Movement, I think people decided they want to take matters in their own hands and create a better country. And that's what I hope we do here in the next 2 weeks.
Now, to be fair, I have heard this sort of talk from bros bantering and jocular joust. But never have I heard any Republican leader talk like this on national media. Maybe the last time was when Thomas Jefferson said the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. But, you know, I'm just saying. What's that? Yeah, you're right. I've quoted that quite often. What's the difference? You don't know? Really? Well, who is threatening to take away our First and Second Amendment protections? Carville's party, that's who. Jefferson would be talking like this about the Democrat Party today, friend. So the Dems threaten to refuse to certify the election. They predict riots in the streets, national mayhem. And Carville predicts that voters in swing states that vote for Trump will be swinging from the end of a rope. Yeah, I've got it all documented right here, my friend. So what happened? It appears that the undemocratic party is standing down. They are going out of their way to give the appearance of accepting the election results like big boys and girls. Unlike the rubes of the MAGA movement in 2020, you know. the undemocratic party, they are more civilized and cultured. They are above questioning the results of an election. I know. It's enough to make you puke. Hillary Clinton never accepted the election results in 2016. The entire Democrat Party spent the entire Trump presidency trying to undo the election, the choice of the people of 2016. They stole 2020 in so brazen a way, it exposed their hand and allowed us to see exactly how they have been rigging elections for decades now. So, Dominion, you're outed. So, we were able to be fully prepared this time, and thank God for the diligence of Laura Trump, co-chair of the RNC, who shut it down sufficiently to stop the steal. Can't wait to read that book. But it seems Kamala copied Hillary's concession speech. Why do Democrats always put up cackling female candidates? I'm just asking for a friend. Listen to the Harris and Hillary concession speeches side by side. It is obviously she plagiarized, but they talk about accepting the election results and supporting a smooth transition of power in the tradition of a truly democratic and civil society. Obama and Biden extended their obligatory congratulations, but the talking heads of MSM are the only incendiary globalist devices that are exploding. Yet from Harris supporters in general, have you noticed? We're not seeing the examples of extreme distress that we saw when Hillary lost in 2016. I mean, supporters stabbing themselves in their bellies or falling on their knees in agonizing, torturous, primal screams. Like this picture. And all we get now is a whimpering Kimmel. What's that? The woman who stabbed herself did that later in 2019? Let's see. Yeah, you're right. Here is one of many articles supporting that story. Florida woman stabs herself. She told police, according to this article, quote, "I'm tired of Trump being president," end quote. And just for your satisfaction, I gave you multiple sources proving this. Okay, I'm just saying TDS is a real psychological disorder. It's the devil's delusion, let me tell you, that no holy water is going to drive away. Listen, there's no question about it in my mind. These people demonstrate the truth that Satan is the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in them, the children of disobedience, Ephesians 2, 1 and 2. One primary evidence of demon possession is the inexplicable impulse to self-harm, right? Yeah, you read about it. It's in the Bible. But beware. Remember what happened in 2016. Same pattern. Making nice, with only some murmurings here and there and complaining. But when he was inaugurated, that's when it all broke loose for him. And they went into full attack mode. And remember 2020, the obvious use of Antifa BLM to encourage civil unrest and riots in the streets while the Democrat leadership congratulated them, sympathized with them, and even supported them. Of course, it was a Soros-funded program, you know. It was all outrageous. It is not beyond the pale to suggest what I heard, and I think it was Laura Logan who said it, that they'll wait till Trump is inaugurated. Because in this situation, if they launch a nationwide attack on America, if they trigger their terrorist cell groups now, you know, that cross the border, if they signal their CCP troops who cross the border and embedded themselves in camps on property owned by the CCP, some of it near and even next to military installations, by the way, if they do that now, well, it would be the Biden-Harris administration's responsibility to quell it. And they wouldn't be able to blame it on MAGA crazies because, well, Trump won. So that went out of the way. If Harris had won, well, that would have been different, you know. But now they'll have to wait till Trump is officially in office. Then they can blame it all on Trump and make it his problem. They can get some really great pictures, you know, of Trump jackbooted stormtroopers beating up helpless protesters. That's what they want. First, the election was a full sweep and a complete rout. So, friend, there's no way their leader, Xi, yeah, he's the one, approves the use of his embedded troops for any operation that's going to bring the wrath of the sword of the Lord and of Trump down on the CCP. And be careful about the rumors of Russian and CCP military superiority. And to make that clear, a Minuteman III ICBM hypersonic missile launched from Vandenberg after polls closed down here in California, where 40% of the population voted for Trump. More than that. Yeah, a missile test on election night. And man, did that dude book. Whoa. We watch missiles launch from Vandenberg. We live here in Santa Maria, very close by. And we're treated with that spectacle regularly. And I usually have time to kind of amble out into my front yard to enjoy the spectacle. But this thing listen, was already a tiny dot in the western sky by the time I got out my front door. So anyway, the wind was not only too big to rig, it was also too big to jig, if you know what I mean. Don't let them jig you. Don't let them bait you into acting outside of the law. And so thereby justifying their ridiculous accusations and expectations, quite literally, the trumped up expectations of Carville, Raskin, and the rest. Remember, Carville said he has sunk into a deep and dark tunnel. Well, friend, let's make sure the only light he sees at the end of that tunnel is the Trump train coming to rescue him from his depression. Har, har, it looks really good. Praise God, Raskin's plan won't work. The House is decidedly in the hands of MAGA, and so is the Senate. And the court, as Raskin observed, is safe from deep state corruption. And right now, the deep state is afraid that their jig is up. I think they will have to go into full retreat, sink down into their dark holes, and assemble in secret now to take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, to continue their plot to break their bands asunder and cast away their cords. Anyway, don't get too relaxed. Stay in watch and pray mode. Be ready. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Prisoner wishes to say a word.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, is it lights on or lights off? Pastor is ready to receive your message. Your brain massage will continue in a moment. Call 805-314-2114. Call 805-314-2114. GodsWar2020.com. The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, your brain masseur. Let's stimulate the electrolytes in the gray matter and get the lights on out there, shall we? Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamp, the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march. Got to get that in there. Some of you will wonder if you're listening to the right show. J.D. Vance declares Christ is king.
I don't think that we've... That's right, Jesus is king. And I don't think that we've seen...
Jack Smith closed up shop and is worming his way back into his hole. Yeah, I dropped all his phony cases. Letitia James is pouting, and she's been warned by Trump's attorney that she'd better back off that phony case she's brought against Trump, or she's going to end up in prison. So, where's Madonna? Screaming about envisioning bombs blowing up in the White House. In fact, where are the stars? It appears Harris' sky is empty. Oprah, Springfield, Beyonce, Roberts, and Not So Swift, Taylor, and all the rest. Maybe they'll join the protest plan for J6 or J20. I wonder if they'll all be staying low, though. I mean, maybe they're being quiet because Diddy ain't done dealing. if you get my drift. We prayed for full exposure, and we're getting it. All the perverts are outed. Well, at least those who interact regularly with the public so far. You can run, but you can't hide. We've got most of California covered, friend. More than 40% of this state, which probably means really it's more like over 60%, has gone red. 10 blue counties flipped red. No red counties flipped blue. Christ is king. He's claiming California. Here we come. What do you think will be Trump's primary focus when he enters the Oval Office? He advertised it all during his campaign. Restore the economy, close the border, deport the illegals. Don't mistake these campaign promises, however, as indicating he has forgotten his 2020 pledge. Let's give it a listen right here.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
And by the way, that was said going into the 2020 election day. But he reposted it on his Truth platform in the week coming into November 5th in 2024. They know Trump keeps his promises. And I am concerned with the J6 protesters unjustly imprisoned and the drug, human, and sex trafficking facilitated by Biden, Mayorkas, and the whole pedo network in America and around the world. I'll lay out what I'm calling the Alex plan, although Jones has said that General Flynn has assured him this is the plan being put before Trump and assures us it is a priority issue for him. It's all exposed to the point that we know it's happening, right? Even MSM has reported on the cartels running drugs across our border right under the noses of Biden and his border czar, Harris. A Senate report exposing the human sex and pedophile networks operating across our border and within our country with the full knowledge and consent. A kind of wink and look the other way policy on the part of the Biden-Harris administration. The Senate report includes testimony from whistleblowers working inside the Biden-Harris administration who are begging for someone to help them because they're being required to disappear these children from the records. To look the other way, to even destroy records and make thousands of children disappear, many of them into the hands of traffickers. Jones has video of some of these perverts coming to collect their booty. The entendre is intentional, saying, I'm here for my children, give them to me. We know drug trafficking is facilitated by secret agreements between key government officials in this country and cartel leaders. And that's been going on for a long time. And we know who are the chief players, but you see, they're shielded at present. And Alex has outlined a plan to get to them. First, he's calling on the Trump administration to make it a top priority to attack the pedo ring of power operating in D.C., the CIA, the FBI, intelligence operations. I mean, those in the upper echelons of power there, the little clique that's ruling all of that right now. Not all of the operation officers and so on. But anyway, embedded in our CIA and FBI are operators who, along with their counterparts in other Western countries, have, for many years, worked with people like Epstein to seduce and entrap public figures into their control through blackmail. I would not be a bit surprised to find out Diddy's one of them. These people are so evil, and don't dismiss the adrenochrome thing so quickly, my friend. Denzel Washington has stepped up and added his voice to the others in the air quotes, industry, who are blowing the whistle on this evil. It's all coming out. They've crossed the line. They're hurting the little ones. Jesus, the King, is coming for them. Get your rope and millstones ready. This is something that provokes Christ the King to wrath. Read what he says about those that offend the little ones. Jesus warned that their angels constantly behold the face of the Father who watches over them and would not that any of them should perish. He warns that any who offend one of these little ones would be better off with a millstone hanged about his scrawny neck and cast into the sea. Or fat neck. God warned these evil rulers who mock Christ, his anointed, who deny him and try to break his bands and cords of restraints, the restraints he sets against these evildoers. He warned them, Kiss the sun, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. I see the fire kindled in his eyes as a flame. I see them searching the hearts of those vile perverts. I see them fixed upon them, and his countenance flaring to the strength of the noonday sun at the equator. I see the countenance of the king flare. Your judgment's coming. Truth has been reset upon its pillar. Judgment has been turned back to the hand of the righteous and is set now upon the necks of the wicked perverts who offend the little ones. Justice is moving toward, he's returning, and Epstein clients and the Diddy clients and those that serve themselves preying on young women and children are going to face the judgment of the Almighty. Romans 13, friend, is coming. Mayorkas was a former UN NGO official over open border operations and was made head of the DHS by baby-biting Biden. Oh, man, oh, friend, the fire of hell's blazing and hungry for these vile traitors, not merely of America, but traitors against the high King Christ himself. We know that 325,000 children were released into sex slavery, and the Senate report includes the names, the numbers, and where many of these children have been taken. Schumer's been fired. Nancy cannot help them. Biden is removed. Harris is lost, and no one can protect the pedophiles anymore. Trump's priorities were declared back in 2020, reasserted in 2024. He's coming after these perverts. Children, we are coming to liberate you from your slavers. It's a second great emancipation. And I say round them up, arraign them, indict them, try them, sentence them to be taken out to sea within American waters. Lined up at the edge of the Gerald Ford, set a millstone next to each one, tethered to their wicked necks. Have their victims there, those who would desire to do so, or their loved ones, and let them gather around that millstone and push it off the deck of the Gerald Ford. And make it a long rope so they can get back to the crowd and just watch these people, watch their faces as that rope suddenly runs out. And the jerks are jerked into the hell where they belong. There's no justice without judgment. Justice cannot be restored to our land until judgment is executed. Okay, that's pretty heavy. I'll lighten it up just a little bit, and I'll do it American style. The Pelosi Poop Monument. The Pelosi Poop Monument was set up on the National Mall. It's a replica of Pelosi's desk with a huge turd sitting right in the middle of her desk, with her nameplate on the desk prominently displayed, Nancy Pelosi. I thought this was a joke. But after some research, at least as much as I've had time to devote to this, here it is. Apparently someone got a permit to present this monument to former Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the National Mall. Check it out, here and here. It's possible they secured the permit by presenting it as a hit on Trump. If you read the plaque, you'll see what I mean. But these guys don't understand MAGA's sophisticated sense of humor. We get it. Trump dumped on Pelosi's desk and legacy. Exposed her for what she really is. They called us garbage, with three fingers pointing back at them. Always projecting, always deflecting. But Trump is going to take out the trash and flush the toilet. And we'll see who is the garbage then. Trump's declaration of purpose. Listen to it. Here it is.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Okay, my friends. Tune in Saturday night for the Brain Massage Live. Live stream podcast. I'll probably go live at about 7 p.m. to sign up for notifications when I go live and to receive the Brain Massage Show podcast delivered to your inbox. Go to brainmassage.net and subscribe. It's free. And then let me know you want to be on the live stream notifications list. Does the Bible prophesy a geopolitical realignment of the nations as we approach the King's return? Will Trump initiate that prophecy? Check in with me Saturday night for the Brain Massage Live, and I'll go over that with you. Why is Putin enthusiastically declaring the imminent emergence of a new world order? I've lit the lamps at Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. find the Contact Us button, send me an email. You can leave me a message on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. And I would like to hear from some of my listeners on the KSMA 1240 and their FM station outreach. So please give me a call or send me an email and let me know what you think about the show. I appreciate that. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation. Because Jesus is the King, and all mankind are subject to His crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, He broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, He declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent His Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the Spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the Spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. www.godswar2020.com. Call 805-314-2114. Call 805-314-2114. Want to talk to Jerry? Leave your message on our listener response hotline. Call 805-314-2114. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. Let My People Breathe: Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture is available everywhere books are sold. Medical professional Sarah Green, certified physician assistant, and Dr. Scheidbach teamed up to produce Let My People Breathe: Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. Sarah verifies the science, and Dr. Scheidbach is a theologian with a reputation for excellent scripture insight and exegesis. The book answers two questions. First, do the masks work? And second, does government have biblical or legal authority to mandate that we wear them? Find out from Science and Scripture why the answer to both questions is no. Let My People Breathe: Unmasking the Mask Controversy is available everywhere books are sold.